A new scheme opens today to enable thousands of undocumented migrants and their families to regularise their status and apply for official permission to reside in Ireland. The scheme, launched by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, is expected to benefit up to 17,000, including 3,000 children. Minister Helen McEntee, good morning.
Good morning, hi.
Now, you've called this a once-in-a-generation scheme. Who benefits and how does it work?
Look, firstly, I'm really pleased that we are opening the scheme today. I had given a commitment that this would be open by the end of the month. So for the next 6 months, from the 31st of January to the 31st of July, anybody essentially who has been living in this country who has found themselves in an undocumented way, so that can range from somebody who's come in on a particular type of visa or with particular documentation that they haven't kept over the years, or somebody who has never had a regularised status, they can now apply to this scheme to regularise their status, which will enable them to legally access the workforce and potentially in years to come to go through the process of becoming Irish citizens. If you think about who this potentially is or who will benefit from this, there are thousands of people who currently live in this country. They're part of our community. Many of them are working, actually paying taxes. Their children are in our schools. They're part of our community groups. We might not even know that they're in an undocumented way, but, you know, they have been living with a cloud hanging over them. This will allow them, this scheme, to apply to regularise their status and to get on with their lives. For many of them, they haven't been able to return home to the countries that they're from. They haven't seen family in many, many years. And I think this will open that up for them.
And Minister, how does somebody apply and what proofs will be needed?
So what's really important is that firstly, they can fit the criteria and that they meet the criteria. So this isn't just an open-ended scheme. You do have to fit a set amount of criteria so that you're living here for 4 years or more. If you have children, then that reduces to 3 years. And if you're in the international protection system, if you're seeking asylum, 2 years is the amount of time that applies. You have to have evidence to show who you are, essentially, so your identity. So this can be a birth cert, it can be a passport, it can be some form of identity. You have to show that you're residing in the state, of course. So again, that may be bills, it may be a bank account, it may be receipts from where you work, and then where you have family members or where there is a potential relationship, be it a spouse or a civil partner or children, you have to have documentation. So in relation to children, it could be even a letter from their school to say that they have been in the school and they have been attending for a number of years. So it's very, it's open in that sense, in that if people can show proof, then we will have a team of people working on this, that they will examine each and every application on an individual basis and make a decision then. And maybe if I could just say, the website is InnisOnline, InnisOnline. jahs.ie, and there's a lot of information that people can go on to look at and to see, obviously, what type of documentation they may or may not have or they may or may not need.
Okay, and we can tweet the website you've just given us there as well. It's open for 6 months. How long will the process take for people who apply?
Well, really, we want to get through it as quickly as possible. So there's a team of new people essentially assigned to process these applications. Obviously, the more people that we have applying, it may take a little bit longer, but I do hope in this year, and you know, if this closes at the end of July, I do hope by the end of this year, moving into next year, we'll start to see some of the first people getting their positive decisions. So, you know, we want to move through it as quickly as possible.
Is there an appeals process?
Exactly the amount. There is an appeals process, and it will be looked at by somebody who hasn't looked at their initial application process. So there is an appeals process. So again, you know, people can be confident that if they're not successful here, that somebody else will look at their application. You know, and I think it was important that those two were separate.
What about people who have pending deportation orders against them, or, you know, people who've maybe students with expired permissions to stay?
So students, once they meet the criteria, if they have expired permissions, then they can apply and there's no reason why they shouldn't be successful here. If you have a deportation order, it doesn't automatically prevent you from applying to the scheme or from being successful either. I mean, what is clear though, and I have to be clear on this, every individual or every application, be it a family or otherwise, will have to go through a vetting process. So if it transpires that you have a serious criminal conviction, or if there is a reason that the Gardaí have laid out that you shouldn't be successful, we, of course, and I, of course, as Minister for Justice, have to take that into account. But simply by having a deportation order against you, that does not prevent you from applying, and it certainly doesn't prevent you from being successful in this instance.
And just to be clear on this, Minister, this four-year period, if you're here longer than the 4 years and you're now undocumented, but you were at one time documented, can you access this pathway?
You can. So what you need to have is a four-year continuous period, but what we've actually built into that 4 years are potentially examples where, and I think we can all picture somebody that we know potentially in the US or elsewhere where they have been living abroad in an undocumented way. Somebody in their family may have passed away and they have taken a chance to come home, to go to the funeral, to see their family, and they've returned. So we've built into that 4 years of undocumented period a potential for a window of 90 days for somebody to have left the space to come back in and received a 90-day holiday visa, perhaps, if they've left the state for a valid reason. So irrespective of, you know, what type of visa you had in the past, once you can show that you've had 4 year period of undocumentation with potentially that small window, as I've said, for humanitarian reasons, if somebody has to travel home, we want to be as responsive as possible to people's okay. situations, understanding that it's never straightforward. And, you know, as I've said, we can all picture people that we know who are in this very situation abroad, and we have to think, what would we want for them and how would we want them to be treated?
OK, and that scheme up and running for the next 6 months. I want to move on, Minister, to that Russian decision to abandon those plans for naval exercises off the West Coast. But has it highlighted serious gaps in our intelligence capabilities in this country? You had Cathal Berry TD yesterday saying that Ireland is recognised internationally as the soft underbelly of the EU.
Well, look, we have a commission report which was commissioned by our current Minister for Defence, Simon Coveney, to look at our defence forces, to look at what we spend, to look at our capabilities. And while I've not seen the report, I do look forward to reading it and obviously hearing from Minister Coveney and looking at the recommendations. I think what it highlights more than anything, or will highlight, is the fact that we need to have these conversations. How much do we spend on our defence forces? What are our capabilities? What do we potentially need to invest in? You know, and we're not talking about small money, I can assume here. What I think is clear, though, and I'm not sure if there's any suggestion otherwise, is that our position as a neutral country and our responsibility and the work of our defence forces as peacekeepers across the globe has been internationally recognised and decorated and responded to in such a positive light over 50 or 60 years. So I think our position as a neutral country, our response and the work of our defence forces internationally is not coming into question here. But as a country ourselves, our capabilities, and do we need to do more? You know, it is a question that we need to have, and answers that hopefully this report will give us clearer direction to as well.
And just finally, I want to raise the recent RTE series Crimes and Confessions, which looked at three miscarriages of justice in the 70s and 80s and raised again questions that have been raised many times about Garda conduct in these cases. Is it time now to hold an inquiry into the existence and the activities of a heavy gang within An Garda Síochána?
Well, look, I think we have to acknowledge, and I think many of us have acknowledged, and as Minister for Justice, I would acknowledge that we've had dark periods in the history of our state. And, you know, yes, that applies not just to An Garda Síochána, but other institutions as well. But I do have to be very clear as well, as we celebrate 100 years of An Garda Síochána, that there have been and that there continues to be excellent service provided by the vast majority in An Garda Síochána. We've seen, and I've seen most of the programmes that you've referenced in recent weeks, where wrong was done, where lives were irreparably damaged, and we need to be able to respond to that. We've had public pardons, we've had a compensation applied, and we have still, in some instances, ongoing Garda investigations and reviews taking place. And only in the last year, I asked the Garda Commissioner to open up a review into the case of Una Linsky and what happened here in my very own county in Meath. So there is still work that needs to be done, I think.
And what but is yes, that work, Minister? If there are past events within An Garda Síochána, if there was an active heavy gang that may have reached into the highest of levels, does that need to be investigated and inquired into now?
Well, I don't think we should ever shy away from issues that merit reinvestigation or looking into them. And again, that's why last year I asked the Garda Commissioner to look at a very specific case, to look at the file, to look and see.
But would you order a wider inquiry?
Needs to be done.
Would you order a wider inquiry?
I think we need to take each an individual case on its merit and look at the actions and look at how we have responded already. And as I've said, a lot of work has been done. And I think we need to make sure that no matter what we do, we deal with the facts, and based on that, if there are further, if there's further work that needs to be done, then absolutely, as Minister for Justice, you know, I will respond to that, and I in the same way that colleagues have in the past.
The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, at 8:22.